Fanny, read me my horoscope.
Oh, okay. Scorpio, tomorrow you will awaken. What are you woo-hooing? I didn't say anything.
I heard tomorrow and awaken. I'm cool.
Fran, my philosophy professor has so opened my eyes to realize that my eyes may not even be open.
Yeah.
I mean, I may not even have eyes. I may not even exist.
Yeah, well, according to your father, neither do I.
I mean, do you realize that red may not even be red? I mean, blue may not even be blue.
Well, thank God gray can still become black, according to my mentor, Lady Clairol.
You know what else Steve says?
You call your professor Steve?
Just over cappuccinos.
You're having cappuccinos with Steve?
You're talking too much, honey. Daddy's getting nervous. Shutty uppy.
Well, of course I'm getting nervous. An older, distinguished man, a young, beautiful woman right under his nose day after day. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, according to my experience, nothing.
It's fine. I want you to go down to that university and talk to Margaret's professor, who probably has nothing but sex on the brain.
I've had worse assignments.
I'm not joking.
Oh, come on. Now, what's it going to look like if I go down there? I mean, the girl's 18 years old.
I don't care if she's 35.
Which isn't old either.
You are her nanny. Now, go, please.
All right.
I'll go, too, and pick up a little education.
Oh.
I can only keep Sammy happy in the bedroom for so long. Sooner or later, he's going to want to talk.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, Cece.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Such wannabe.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing, the nanny named Fran.
I remember when I went to school, I used to walk past the daisy field carrying my little metal lunch pail. Pa was chopping wood.
Yana, that's the opening sequence to Little House on the Prairie. Excuse me, are you Professor Steve?
Hello.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, a grown man taking advantage of innocent young women. Do you do any private tutoring?
Yetta, go away from me downstairs. Just don't lie down anywhere near pre-med. Well, Professor Steve, I'm here because Mr. Sheffield is very concerned that you might be paying just a little too much attention to his daughter.
I give all of my students special attention. Some of them just misinterpret it. Mm-hmm. Now, look at these notes that I get. Here. Dear Steve, I love you, Ashley. I get lost in your eyes, Karen. You look sexy when you don't shave, Philip. Third row, Bette Midler sweatshirt.
Well, the point is, you're not interested in Maggie, and that's what I came to find out. Now I feel like I earned my $6 an hour.
Oh, wow.
What?
My horoscope said that I would meet a beautiful brunette with big brown eyes and an exotic accent.
Get out of here.
See, I'm really into astrology.
Oh.
What's the date and time of your birth?
Oh, 5 p.m. November 26th. Yeah, Ma had them induced labor so she wouldn't miss the Thanksgiving meal.
What year?
1970.
Oh. We are so compatible.
Oh.
You want to get dinner sometime?
Oh, that's very flattering, but I'm actually seeing therapist about this very problem.
So I'm not your type, huh?
That's so not it. I'm just late for my doormats without partners meeting.
Well, how about Saturday?
I'm sorry, oh. It's just a... What?
That's my nephew's bar mitzvah.
Lo juro, Carmencita, es verdad. Yo soy tu papá.
No, papá.
Why the hell are you watching a Spanish soap opera?
Shh. Something big just happened.
What?
I have no idea.
Oh, Niles, just when I think you are so pathetic, you go and top yourself.
Well, I'm sorry. We can't all learn Spanish the way you did, chasing frightened tourists down the streets of Pamplona. Excuse me, sir. I have to sweep Master Brighton's room.
Oh, you mean the room with the broken television? No.
I meant the living room.
Oh, Miss Fine, how'd it go with Margaret's professor?
Better than I expected.
Wait. I want to know what happened.
Nothing. He's not at all interested in Maggie. He's interested in me.
What? What do you mean he's interested in you?
Calm down. He asked me out on a date. I didn't say yes.
Oh, good.
I didn't say no, either.
What do you mean you didn't say no?
Well, should I have?
Well, of course.
Why? Do I have any prior engagements?
Miss Fine.
Mr. Sheffield, I don't know what I'm supposed to do anymore. I mean, a man asks me out, and I say, I can't. I'm in a totally monogamous relationship. The only part I leave out is that I'm in it by myself.
Miss Fine, what do you want me to say?
Well, I would like you to give me one good reason why I should not say yes to this man.
Well, I should have thought that was pretty obvious. But you want me to go ahead and say it?
Please, would
really?
You?
Really? Fine, I'll say it. It could hurt Margaret.
Oh, well, you know, if this was a cartoon, right now, you would be strapped to the back of an Acme moon rocket. Maggie could care less if I go out with Steve.
What? How could you do this to me, Fran? I hate you!
Oh, God. Now this, right on the heels of Brighton crashing the Mercedes.
We don't own a Mercedes, Miss Connelly! I know you're in there.
Well, move over, Columbo. Maggie, I'm so sorry. I had no idea, by the way you were acting, that you had a crush on Steve.
Well, Fran, what am I supposed to do? Parade around in some tight little sweater and throw myself at him? That's so desperate.
You know, you kids have no respect for the classics. Honey, you know, if you don't want me to go out with him, just say so. I respect your feelings.
Well, I don't want you to go out with him.
Well, then I won't go out with him. I love you, and I'd never do anything to hurt you.
I love you too, Fran.
Then please let me go out with him. I'm gonna grow old and die waiting for your father. You're so young and blonde and rich. You can have a zillion good-looking Goyisha guys. How many gorgeous Jewish guys are there still left that are single at my age? Oh, please, Maggie, let me go out with him. Boy!
Man, I guess you do kind of have a point. I mean, it is harder to find a guy at your age. And I am young. And you are old. Okay, you can go out with them.
Oh, thank you for your mercy. Thank you.
I'm waiting.
How's it feel? Just gonna forget about Maxwell Sheffield and have a good time. Hi, hi.
Oh, hello.
Max.
Hi,
Max. Easy now.
Max.
Easy.
Good talking.
Max takes a while to warm up to you.
Yeah. I know the breed.
Come on in. Make yourself comfortable.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm gonna just check on dinner.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. Oh, this whole thing feels so wrong. I'm just gonna make an excuse. I gotta get out of here.
I make a killer lasagna.
Well, I don't want to be rude. So, Max. Well, this is freaky.
You like red wine or white?
Blueberry.
How did I know that? There you go.
Hey.
So, Fran, before you got here, I did your chart.
Oh.
And your planets are very well aligned.
Well, actually, one moon is a little lower than the other. I think after my mother.
There's that cute little giggle.
Well, don't give me too much of this stuff or I'll be laughing all night. So, you need me to help you or anything?
No, no, no. I'm doing all the work. You just lie back and don't do a thing.
Okay. Okay, Max. You can go now. There's not enough room in this couch for three. All right, let's go. Move it. Max, would you marry me? Works every time.
Are you awake?
Yes, sir. I'm just getting my papers ready for my route.
Sorry, old man. Look, do we have any of that microwave popcorn?
You see that box right in front of you on the counter marked microwave popcorn?
Yep.
Try that.
All righty. And you better not be such a chatterbox. You won't be able to get back to sleep.
Niles?
Niles?
What?
You didn't have to come all the way down here. I could have done it myself.
Oh, just give me that.
Something troubling you, sir? Oh, I miss fine. I mean, I'm just fine.
Whenever I can't sleep, it's usually because there's something on my mind that's gnawing at me. It's making my guts twist.
It's all right, all right, all right. I admit it. I'm jealous there, all right? It's driving me crazy, her being out with some other man. I could share these feelings with you because I'm not in love with you.
Well, nobody looks good at 2 a.m.
Por favor, Carmencita.
No, Carmencita shoot Papa? Es Papa muerte?
Honestly, do the two of you have nothing better to do than watch this drivel in the middle of the afternoon?
Es un problema.
Lovely. Es
muy pesado.
Well, you were out rather late last night, I think.
Well, I had such a wonderful time with Steve. He made me a delicious dinner, and he rented a video, The Commitments.
So, are you planning on seeing him again?
Yep.
I'll get it.
Hi, I'm here to see Fran.
You're Steve? Oh, Dad. No, she could still pick you.
Hi, Fran.
Hi, Steve. This is Mr. Sheffield. Mr. Sheffield, this is Steve. You see, I call him Steve. He calls me Fran. We know each other 2 days. That's all I want to say.
Steve, Maxwell Sheffield. I understand you teach philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Study of objective thought.
Yeah.
And yet I hear you're into astrology. Pastime of the tutti frutti. That's all I want to say.
Ooh, the boy is right. He is smoking. Hello, Steve. C.C. Babcock. I understand you're a professor and you're going out with Nanny Fine. What's the matter? Research wouldn't give you a chimp.
If you didn't have toilet paper on your shoe, I'd be so upset with you right now. So, tell me, Steve, what do you want to do tonight?
Fran, I have to break up with you.
Oh, I was thinking of seeing the Titanic, but apparently I'm already on it.
The thing is, I saw my psychic today, and she said I should be in a relationship with a woman older than you.
That's ridiculous. Who's older than me?
Come on, you were born in 1970.
I was? Oh, yeah, I was. Give or take a year or six.
But Fran, I feel terrible about this, but my psychic sees me with a woman in her mid-30s, having kids, getting married, living in a split-level house in Great Neck.
What if I told you I was 34?
Oh, come on, Fran, I'd never believe that.
Oh, you're right. Who am I kidding? Niles. Niles. Niles, are you asleep?
No, I was just going out to the barn to milk Bessie.
Niles, remember last week when I told you to hide that Edmund's Louisiana crunch cake because Mom was coming over?
Just...
What's wrong?
Well, what kind of an idiot breaks up such a positive relationship just because some dumb psychic said that he should date an older woman?
Well, you call the Psychic Friends Network.
That is Dionne Warwick. That's an entirely different thing. God knows what kind of a quack he's talking to.
Why don't you just tell him how old you really are?
Why don't you just take a dip in the Dead Sea with a hemorrhoid?
He wants an older woman.
Well, he should like me for who I am.
But that's not who you are.
Mr. Sheffield accepts that I was born in 1970.
Yes, but he knows you're lying.
Well, that's my point, exactly. He accepts me for the woman I'm really not. Why am I dating these nut jobs anyway? Mr. Sheffield and I belong together.
Well, why are you telling me? Go upstairs and tell him.
Niles, I'm gonna wake him up at 2 o'clock in the morning? That is so inconsiderate.
Fran, the guy who dumped you is back again!
What is he doing here? Well, I don't want to see it. How's my lipstick? All right, let him in.
Hi, Fran.
Oh.
These are for you.
Look who's here. Well, did the sidekick tell you you'd come crawling back carrying Godiva's? Because I could have saved you that $50.
Actually, I just thought you might like them. Philip left them on my desk. And Fran, my psychic was right. I've met an older woman who I really like.
Well, who cares? I wouldn't date you if you whistled Dixie.
Don't wait up.
Did I hear Steve?
Yes, you did. You know, he was here, but I sent him away because I knew that you were so jealous that I was dating him, and I didn't want this fighting to break
Miles
out.
Miles told me everything.
Oh, I'm such a loser. Now I'm lying about two relationships I don't have.
Oh, Miss Fine. I tell you what, I'll buy you a drink. Hmm?
Oh, don't forget to bring your ID just in case they want to card you.
Oh, Mr. Champion.
I love you.
Yeah, we love you too, Niles. Okay, Max, up here. Good boy. Okay, Max, speak, speak. Good boy. Down, Max. Down, Max. Good boy. Kiss me, Max. Oh, if only life were this easy.
America's Next Top Model takes her clothes off for tonight's episode at 6 o'clock. Now on Living TV, Paige plays Gooseberry in Charmed.